This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course, all of you bad guys out there and all of you good girls out there. Thank you for tuning in. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about if the politicians want war, then let's send them to war. Isn't that right? If the politicians want war, then let's send them to war. Today's show is going to be an eye-opener. I'm going to be giving you audio from General Wesley Clark. Wars were planned. 7 countries in 5 years. You may have heard this, you may not have. I'm going to give you some quotes from General Smedley Butler, telling you the truth about what it's all about. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they're trying to condition you for another war. We're going to be talking about if the politicians want war, then let's send them to war. That will end war, by the way, America. That will end war. Before I get to that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, woke. Maxine Waters, this criminal who has been busted in scandal after scandal, still remains. Maxine Waters plays to empty seats. Waters used the event to allow attendees to grip and gripe about what they think is wrong with America. If they think it's so bad, let's get them a one-way ticket out of here, friends. Maxine likes to brag about how the millennials, I bet they love that tag, that name. Maxine Waters likes to say millennials love her. But if her own campaign event is any indication, that might be more rhetoric than reality. 79-year-old Auntie Maxine, yes, by the way, she put up a billboard calling herself Auntie Maxine. See, because government wants you to believe that they rule the roost. You know, that's why people call government the big brother. Don't call them the big brother. They work for you. They're the servant, not the master. God is the master, period. We're the delegators to those that represent we the people. But 79-year-old Auntie Maxine held a meet-and-greet tweet-a-thon on Sunday for 2 hours, and while it's hard to know what she hoped the outcome would be, the turnout seemed to be underwhelming. Yes, I said underwhelming. Okay, I'm looking at this billboard she used. Auntie Maxine. Folks, I can't even believe it. Come join top social media influencers for a tweet-a-thon in support of Auntie Maxine, our fearless champion in Congress who taught us how to reclaim our time, the flyer read. Millennials come energized and ready to get out the vote, her campaign urged. You ready for this? But a video posted of the event by Maxine Waters, Auntie Maxine, the campaign shows only a handful of millennials actually attended. You know, when I seen this, the first thing that went through me was, America, do you see how the game is being played? 10 people showed up, 10 millennials showed up to Auntie Maxine Waters' campaign event. How is it that she remains? Well, you've been led to believe that she was voted in to stay, to be a part of the incumbent, to serve the people in California. Well, you are sadly mistaken. You've been led about by the CIA-controlled media and their narrative that she's got all of the support when, in fact, she doesn't have the support. So, America, I'm laying to your candor. How is she still there? How is she still representing that state when you know as well as I do only 10 people showed up? How is it that it works like that? It kind of reminded me a little bit of Hillary Clinton and that of Barack Hussein Obama. Both Clinton and Barack both had an excess of 19 million fake Twitter accounts. Not followers. Both of them did. Not together, individually. Both Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton each had accounts of over 19 million fake Twitter followers. See, they put the illusion up, they premise it on a lie, they throw it out there in hopes that you'll take the bait. In America, you take the bait over and over and over and over again. What just happened with Auntie Maxine Waters? They don't want you to know the facts. They don't want you to know the truth of the matter. They don't want you to know that the people don't support her. The media will continuously push up that lie that she has all the support when in fact she didn't and doesn't. But yet she remains. And you know this, California. Same thing with California. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Who supports these people? Did you also know that 56% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter followers were, again, created out of thin air? Did you know that? Did you know that the State Department paid for much of her Facebook followers? I bet you probably didn't know that neither. I bet you also didn't know that when she began her presidential campaign in Iowa, before the two fighters were set up, the two wrestlers, you know, WWF at its very worst, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you know, they were both handpicked. Whichever one wins and loses, they both win because they were both appointed. You know how that works, right? Or haven't you figured that one out yet? The agenda goes forward, right? 15% of Hillary Clinton's Facebook account, that's more than 544,000 followers, were fake. When she showed up to kick off her campaign there in Iowa, she had a whopping 22 people show up. But they put her up like she was the pick for the Democratic Party, right? Well, the fact of the matter is, again, they put her up to be the pick. And when you get out of this game and realize we're ruled by law, not by parties, things are going to change in this country. But what I'm trying to expose here all the more is they don't have the support. So again, America, how is it that they remain? And I'm not even talking about Hillary Clinton right now. I am talking about that of Barack Hussein Obama, who remained for 8 years, and people failed to remember that he told Barack Hussein Obama on audio, was busted on a hot mic before he was re-elected, allegedly, folks, right? He was telling the Russian diplomat that after his second term is up, they're going to lighten up on their nuclear restrictions. Do you remember that? So, folks, keep in mind, these people aren't elected, they're selected. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. They correlate. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over onto our YouTube page, it's Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube. You're going to love that page. Bringing about resolve to America's dilemmas or any country's dilemmas for that matter. You can also jump over on the telephone. Give us a call at any time over the next hour. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Period, friends. Yeva says the number three radio show on Genesis Communication Networks right now out of the choice of 82 co-hosts or show hosts. And we appreciate that. We're broadcasting live into 53 different countries as well as into over 100 affiliates across the United States of America from the East Coast to the West Coast to Texas all the way up to Minnesota. And that's where we're broadcasting live out of today. I was going to say this morning, but it's not this morning. Forgive me. We're going to be talking about if the politicians want war, then let's send them to war. This is how the wars end. Before I get to that, namely some audio from General Wesley Clark, who tells you the facts of the matter in a very short snippet, two minutes and 12 seconds of audio for you. I want you to understand at the forefront of all of my thoughts concerning the topic in which I'm about to address. First of all, I come from a military family, okay? My grandpa was in World War One. My uncles were in World War Two. My father was in Korea picking up body parts out of the water. And my cousin was killed in Vietnam, and my brother's in the United States Army and Air Force. And I want to tell you, folks, ever since I can remember, this government has been at war with another country. I'm going to give you some statistics that are going to blow you away, and rest assured, you probably didn't know them for the most part before the end of the show. I'm going to play this audio by General Wesley Clark. I want you to listen carefully. Also listen to how the people respond to General Wesley Clark, as if to suggest any of this is funny in any sense of the word. But again, here you have it. Seven countries in 5 years was all pre-planned. Listen carefully.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
Did you hear that?
The truth is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you, but there was definitely, there's always been this attitude that somehow we could intervene and use force in the region.
Yeah, of course. Because we have a good military. We can take down governments, guilty or not. Seven countries in 5 years, all pre-planned wars. Do they tell you that through the CIA-controlled narrative? The media? Nope. They always put third world leaders as monsters, evil, and or dictators, or all three together. They have to put into your mind, they have to cast into your minds a reason as to why you or your family members have to go to war against a third world dictator. Now, before I start going way out ahead of myself, I want to tell you that since I can remember as a little guy all the way to the point where I'm at now, and I'm not an old man, folks, I've seen nothing but war. War after war, decade after decade. And you're going to understand why there's war by the end of the show. And keep in mind, I want you to remember that if the politicians want the war, then let's send them to war, because that's how we'll end war. Because they don't want to go to war. See, those that talk much of war, they've never been to war. Isn't it crazy how that works? Desiderius Erasmus said, "War is delightful to those that had no experience of it." He's exactly right. Did you know that the Dominican Civil War took place in 67, and then I'm going to go from 1967 to the present. We had the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the tanker war, invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, as if to suggest we have been given authority to tell Iraqi and the Iraqis, folks, what can happen in their airspace concerning their prospective countries. What are we doing there? You know, it's funny, if the American people would think about what's going on and they would put it into perspective, namely this, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, maybe you would understand why foreign countries respond to us the way that they do. But it's always, again, painted in your minds, cast into your minds, how bad and evil those people are. When, in fact, General Wesley Clark just told you why we're over there in Iraq, specifically. Because of petroleum. Going on. The invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement war, their first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, the Bosnian War, intervention into Haiti, by the way, the Clintons raped them people through charities, for those that did not know, the Kosovo War, the Operation Infinite Reach War, the war in Afghanistan, the, again, Iraq War, which, by the way, you were told by George W. Bush and his criminal administration that that was only going to last for 6 months. Yesterday we played audio for you from George W. Bush in his own mouth, out of the horse's own mouth, as to why we attacked Iraqi, because it was prevention was better than cure. He didn't have any WMDs. We played that for you. And he also talked about how money trumps war, or peace, forgive me. Money trumps peace. So he's telling you the truth there when he's telling you that. And yet the conservatives in America still want to justify what he did. And somehow it's honorable to come back and be buried 6 feet under the ground for fighting an unconstitutional war by killing thousands of innocent people. No. Let's be just before God, friends. There's right and there's wrong. There's lawful and there's unlawful in every given scenario. The fact of the matter is, there's no honor in attacking and toppling innocent countries in any sense of the word, or innocent people. Going on, the Operation Ocean Shield War. Many of these you haven't heard of because, again, they did it without congressional approval, I'm sure. American-led intervention into Libya. Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency War. American-led intervention. Notice the words they use. Intervention into Iraq. American-led intervention into Syria War. The Yemeni Civil War, and the American intervention again into Libya to the present. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time that we've existed? I'll hit that right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he has canceled 3 weeks of the chamber's month-long August recess. Earlier today, McConnell explains his actions.
We think we have a good chance of passing a number of appropriation bills. In order to do that and in order to deal with this nominations backlog, it's necessary for us to be here in August and to do our work.
President Trump is changing his tune regarding a NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has the details.
You know, yesterday we met with the president a couple times, and he is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. He prefers bilateral negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Honey. Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah.
Ah, so much better.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. General Wesley Clark, wars were planned. 7 countries in 5 years, all pre-planned. What's it about, Mr. Wesley Clark? It's about petroleum. It's about oil. If they had not that in their prospective countries, we wouldn't be there. I also shared with you how money trumps peace. Bush said that. You know what? As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and play that audio. I want you to hear it because it always verifies it. And when it comes out of the horse's mouth, nobody can deny it. So here it is. Listen carefully.
One of the problems, not specifically on this issue, just in general, let's put it this way. Money trumps peace sometimes.
As he laughs about it. He blurted the truth out in his confusion and told you that money trumps peace. They don't care about your kids. Just, you know what, for the sake of sticking to this exposition, because I got some important information I need to dump off on you, from them, and I want you to hear it for yourselves. Let them tell on themselves, because they are going to before the end of the show here. I was just talking about... Since I've been born, I've seen war after war, decade after decade. I just named the wars. Many of them you've not even heard of before. Did you know that America's been at war 93% of the time? 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. 93% of that time since the birth of this nation, we've been at war. 93% of the time that we have been a country, we have been at war. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since 1776. Now, here's the kicker. Who's doing the fighting in all of them wars? I'll tell you, your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, and perhaps your mothers and or your sisters, your aunts, whatever the case may be. Now, I want to throw at you, too, guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians, the special interest groups, the bankers that created the wars. And to be quite frank, friends, I'm sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight and fund another war on the behalf of them that are creating the wars. They're talking about Iraq right now, friends. They're talking about putting Kim Jong and Korea in their place if they don't submit. Just so you know. And by the way, I'm not justifying third world countries, but I'm surely not justifying corruption in this country, neither. The very politicians, the special interest groups, and the bankers that are lying to you on a daily basis, forgive me, are the very ones that are accusing the leaders of other countries to be evil, monstrous, and dictatorial. And while the politicians push for war, at the same time, they're in hopes that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis, telling you how evil them third world dictators are. Again, let me remind you, the same politicians pushing for war at the same time are in hopes that you forget that they're the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. Also keep close in heart and mind that many of the things that these corrupt politicians are guilty of doing to Americans are the same things that they're accusing other foreign leaders of doing to their people. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Okay. Also keep in mind, the first casualty in every war is always the truth. So let's put that into parallel. This government sends innocent boys to fight their unconstitutional battles over in a third world country, while they themselves are largely given a pass to do so here in the homeland by the American people. How does that work? You know, it was like in parallel to what I'm saying, friends. Isn't it interesting how we go out and use our military to clean the clock of another country that won't submit to a military presence, in other words, U.S. domination? It's interesting to note that we're always told about third world dictators and how evil they are and how monstrous they are and how bad they are and how they have to be dealt with. But for some reason or another, that same corrupt government, which is antithetical in contrast to the American government, refuses to deal with corruption within itself. Did you hear what I said? They refuse to deal with corruption within themselves. And the reason they do that, they don't deal with corruption within, is because they're a part of the corruption. You know, you've heard about this swamp that needs to be drained, right? You know, the President of the United States has been given authority to prosecute, but he hasn't. Why hasn't he? Well, you should be able to answer that question, Mark. But again, I want you to think about it. They'll send your boys, your daddies, your grandpas, your uncles, your neighbors, your cousins, whatever the case is, to go fight some unconstitutional war to deal with some criminal over in a third world country, but they fail to correct themselves, to judge themselves. That is not a good place to put yourself, friends, in any sense of the word. Now, that's why it's important, regardless if you're in the military, the police force, civil government, or in any other capacity of a representative government in the United States, to know what the United States Constitution says in reference to what is legal and what is illegal. Read Exodus 20. In the sight of God, first and foremost, and unto men. 1 John 5:2. And by the way, keep in mind, this applies to both foreign and domestic, friends, because when you read the oath in which they swear, by the way, you can find it. It's US 5 US Code 3331, Oath of Office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution. That means the enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution of the United States against all enemies, is what it says. Against all enemies. Now listen carefully. Foreign and domestic, both abroad and within. Most people forget about within. And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God. Okay? You can find that. 5 U.S. Code 3331. It's the oath of office. Okay? People forget about domestic, don't they? You know, so I want to say to you, those that are in a capacity of serving in representative government in the United States of America, for example, the military or the police force, to disarm its own members is unconstitutional, therefore illegal concerning the citizenry of the United States of America. They have no authority whatsoever to violate our Bill of Rights. None whatsoever. So if you yourself are a police officer or if you're serving in the military or in civil government, you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. If you fail to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the enumerated laws found within, you're just as guilty as the guy that's telling you to go ahead and violate that law. You're to uphold the Constitution, not tear it down. Remember, both foreign and domestic. Oh my goodness, if everybody, hey, listen, those that fail to listen to this message were those that ended up in the Nuremberg trials. And you know what they said after they destroyed their own people, their own countries? They were just all taking orders from Adolf Hitler. Well, guess what? It didn't fly. Many of them were executed. Because there is a judgment day, regardless if you like it or not, Hebrews 9:27, both in the spiritual and hopefully to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, to execute here on earth, that we can push that judgment day forward if need be, constitutionally and lawfully. Did you know that during the war, the Vietnam War, it's been widely circulated that the politicians were very eager to send them whose names came up during the draft lottery. That is until their children's names were pulled up. And you know what happened when their names were pulled up, friends? The children of those politicians that were eager to send you and your children to war? The war ended. And folks, it's true that a politician is willing to lay down your life and the lives of others for his country, yet not his or his own. You see how that works? You want to end war? Send the politicians. Now I want you to listen carefully. This is Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trials. Of course the people don't want war, but after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, which undermines the Constitution, by the way, America. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. We don't have leaders in this country. Folks, we have a representative government that operates through delegation, through we the people. They do what we allow them to do and nothing more. The only leader we have is like the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War. No king but King Jesus. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Mosaic Institution was given. He is the king, he is the leader, and he's already told us the rules. The only thing we have to do now is follow the Christ so we can be good followers so others will follow as well. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. I'm also going to go over to John the Baptist, just for those that might be saying, well, Bradley, are you inciting violence? No, not at all. Exactly the opposite. Just hang on with me. Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trial said, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked, regardless that they are or not, and denounce the pacifists, the do-nothings, for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to greater danger. Well, folks, you know what? I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some quotes from those within that have mimicked the very things that Hermann Göring said during the Nuremberg trials, the very things that he exercised unlawfully and illegally concerning his crimes against the people of Germany within and those without.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, just to add insult to injury here, by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trials, I just gave you his quote during the last segment. And adding insult to injury, now it doesn't get any better than this if you want to know who the guilty party is. Okay? Maybe that is why former National Security Advisor, NSA, keep that in mind, which was birthed out of World War II. Also keep in mind, so was the UN, which failed during World War I, where it was called the League of Nations. Going on. Listen to the National Security Advisor, former, and the former Secretary of State, believe it or not, Mr. Henry Kissinger. This is what he said. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Hopefully that should diffuse any animosity in which you may have towards me for exposing these criminals for who they are. We're talking about if politicians want war, then let's send them. That's how you end war. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for a foreign policy. Henry Kissinger. By the way, for those that did not know, Donald Trump just recently, him and his administration, just recently called up Henry Kissinger to be advised by him. You ready for this one? General Smedley Butler said, "Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them." No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die. Hey, folks, you want to end war? Send the politicians. Or put the politicians in a cage match and let them fight to the death if they're so adamant about war. General Smedley Butler, the highest decorated Marine in the history of the United States Marines, said, "I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism." You want to say that again? General Smedley Butler, the highest decorated Marine in the history of the United States Marines, said, "I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer and a gangster for capitalism." I mean, this all coming from the guy that said, "I wouldn't go to war again after the fact, as I have done to protect some lousy investments of the bankers." That's what he said. He said, "There's only two things that we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes." That's why they're trying to disarm you, Americans, so you no longer have that to defend yourselves. And he said, "And the other is the Bill of Rights." See, the Bill of Rights need to be fought for, Americans. You don't just sit back and rest at ease, expecting someone to do for you what you are obligated to do before God and man. And by the way, to put this into perspective, maybe this will explain why America has over 700 military bases in over 146 countries. You heard me right. You know about that conspiracy theory? By the way, if you go on to New World Order, which, by the way, nobody's calling it a theory anymore, but it's interesting when you go to Wikipedia, the founder, that joker's attacked me before until we brought it back to him with the DOJ, and it was very short-lived on his part. But it was interesting to note that Wiki calls the New World Order a conspiracy theory. Yet, how many of these representatives, namely George Bush Sr., has said from the presidential bully pulpit over 202 times calling for a new world order? How is it that they find within themselves to put the word theory up there when the presidents are openly acknowledging this? Well, I mean, this is craziness. What's war about? You have 700 military bases in over 146 countries. I mean, they've got to accuse a lot of world leaders around the globe and cast into your minds as to how evil they are, so you can get to the point where you have 700 military bases in over 146 countries. That's out of 206 countries worldwide. Hey, friends, where in the U.S. Constitution is it the job of the American government to police the world? If you could just give me that answer, I'll shut down right now. Where in the United States Constitution is it the job of the American government to police the world? I can't find it in the U.S. Constitution. And what's premised on that Constitution is the Mosaic Institution, actually the other way around, forgive me. The U.S. Constitution is laid out on the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, which some call the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. And what is that premised on? Well, the Mosaic Institution, God's moral law. Where does it tell us in the Bible that it's okay to kill innocent people, to topple nations that have never done a thing to us, outside of the fact that they've rejected participating in a new world order? Because I'm sure those world leaders understand that once they're toppled and the rest of the 206 countries are toppled, that at the end of the day, then there's going to be fighting within as to who's going to be the main head honcho of the New World Order. See how this works, friends? And this is the mind of the enemy warring against man until there's no one left. Because man is too stupid and ignorant to think about what God said. too irresponsible to go back to the Word and understand why he said, thou shalt not kill. Because at the end of the day, the way wars are contrived and created, hey folks, either we're going to end war or war's going to end us. Period. And I would have the latter rather than the former. How about you? Furthermore, when we go to our forefathers who established this country, when they knew that war was inevitable, guess what? They were the first ones to go. They didn't send someone else's kid to go in their place. They didn't send another man or another woman in their place. Nope. They were setting themselves as an example to the rest of the people that would help bring about resolve in righteousness, not unrighteousness. It was said of George Washington, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Today, the opposite is true. I want to lay to the people again. Since when are the police, the U.S. military, or representative government, where is it that you're to follow unconstitutional orders? You're not. You're to do the opposite. You know, one of the great wonders of the world is going to be on Judgment Day when we stand back and we look at the people in the masses that have allowed the small number of people going to the United States of America, going to the small amount of people that the masses allowed to destroy their country. It's going to be, it's a wonder. How is it that people follow a man? How is it that people follow fallen man? We already have everything we need. We have that Bible. We have that blueprint. It tells us everything that we need to know. We only get in trouble when we depart from that Bible. Period. Either man will end war, or else war will end man. There is no in-betweenites. When you go to John the Baptist, he was asked upon. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the King James Version, he was demanded upon by the soldiers of the day. Remember, he was given his message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Jesus came behind him and gave the same exact message. Remember, he was down at the river while people were confessing their sins openly so others might hold them accountable for their sin before God and man. Remember all the people that gathered to John the Baptist? Oh, and by the way, here's a little quick note for you. It's interesting to note that in the book of Josephus, John the Baptist, after he was beheaded by King Herod, his army was completely destroyed. Now you have the definition and understanding in real life, in color, as to why you touch not God's anointed. All politics aimed at the gospel will, in the end, self-destruct. Period. It's a fact. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. John the Baptist was demanded upon by the soldiers, saying, what shall we do? To the soldiers, they were saying to John the Baptist, what do we do? He said unto them, do no violence to any man, neither accuse any falsely. Guess what the politicians have done? They want your kids to kill to those that they falsely accuse. Not in every given scenario, but they want you to commit the act of violence towards men unbeknownst to you, and they provoke and incite war as they accuse others falsely. Read Luke 3:14. So now this is the importance of understanding what the enumerated laws are found within the Constitution, so you know who you're fighting for. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.